Okay, can everybody hear me well? Awesome. So before I start, I just wanted to give a big thanks to Ms. Santa and Matt for just offering me to do this. Beautiful place, beautiful people, wonderful opportunity. So I just appreciate you guys asking me to do this. It's such an honor, honestly. So thank you so much. So the big theme for this year's Unity World Day of Prayer was peace in the midst. And the way that I interpreted this was, this is peace within the midst of all of the other crazy stuff going on in our lives. And so I thought of a metaphor to kind of show how things can get a little crazy. And it's a story from my 6th birthday. So I lived in Biloxi, Mississippi at the time, or it might have been my 5th birthday. It was one of the two. But I lived in Biloxi, Mississippi at the time, and I was having a great time. Me and my mom and my dad, we had a bunch of friends over. I had all of my little friends. I'd known them for a very long time. My dad was in the military. They were military kids. We related a lot. We moved around a lot. So I had a really strong bond with these kids, and I was having such an awesome time. And I also had this dog named Bibi, and she was the best. She was a pit bull, but she was still so cute and the best. But this was before we had taken her to her training. She got training after a couple of years, because as the story continues, you'll find out why she needs training. So I'm just kind of chilling, having a good time, and I used to look at my dog, and I'd look in her eyes, and I'd be like, oh, you're so cute, BB, oh my gosh. And the thing about pit bulls, though, is if you look in their eyes too long, they jump at you. So this is my 6th birthday, but she didn't jump at my chest. She didn't jump at my eyes, my face. She jumped in my private parts, and she nipped me. Like, this is my 6th birthday. Oh, and no, it doesn't end there. This is like insult to injury. Because after she nips me in my cojones, I'm like walking inside. My friend, he's got his arm around me. He's like, Jude, are you okay? I'm like, no. And then I'm barefoot also, because I'm 6 years old and I'm in Mississippi and it's the South. And this is inside the house. I step on something and I'm like, this is weird. This doesn't seem like the carpet. It really smells right now. It is the dog poop. Yeah. So not only, this is my 6th birthday. This is like before we've even cut the cake. Like, I get nipped in the private parts by my dog and then proceed to step in her poop while going to tell my parents that I got nipped in the private parts by our dog. Although I was 6 years old, this is something that I had to be at peace with on my birthday. In the midst of getting nipped in the cojones by my dog. This is just one thing that goes on in our lives, that even though I wasn't as mature as I am now, and I probably didn't comprehend and learn as much from it as I would have if I was 17, but it is a situation that can be very tough. So I may not have the answers on how to fix all of the things that are going on in our lives and how to just work for, you know, every single person has a different understanding and a different way of looking at things. So I don't necessarily can't tell you what you need to do in order to deal with all of this and to relax in it and take deep breaths and just understand that you are here and this is okay, and that even though all of this is going on, I'm going to work through this. But what I can do is I can offer you some new perspectives and some new insights on things. And I think that hopefully you guys can take something away from this that'll help you for hopefully the rest of your lives. So I set this up into kind of two sections. Now personally, I've never had a job, but I have the work aspect, which is basically just school for me. And then also, we have our personal lives at home with our families, which is what I'm going to focus on. So, as Ms. Santa mentioned when she introduced me, I'm in speech and debate. That's one of the biggest things that I do. It's like almost every weekend. It's like, oh my gosh, I get a free weekend. I can actually do this. I can come speak for you guys. Cool. When Santa first offered me. And so, I wanted to talk about that first, because that's the aspect that I felt I could most help with our kind of our daily lives and working with people that it may be hard to do because they don't have the same aspects or outlooks on life as a lot of people in Unity do. So this year has been a little tough for me on the speech and debate side of my life, which is kind of the workload of things. Like, yes, I have school, but this is kind of the outside thing because I'm a captain of the extemporaneous speaking team. And so I have to do all of this stuff and organize and get all of this stuff together. And it can be very stressful at times. And last year, whenever the people that I worked with, I was like appreciating them. I was like, oh, I love all of these people. And then this year, I don't know what got into me. It's either I don't like freshmen, or I just want to get out of high school. It's like they say something that's like remotely annoying, and I'm just like, all right, I'm done, bye. So it's something that we all deal with in our lives when people can sometimes frustrate us, and things, they don't have the same outlook as us on things. Because I'll see people, and they'll be so frustrated and focused on like speech and debate because our team has gotten so big, and they're so invested in this one little thing, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, you guys need to reach out. Like, there's so many people, they're getting caught up in the midst of that one aspect of their lives. Instead of reaching out and talking to everybody, instead of just secluding themselves into this one specific place. And so that really frustrates me when I see that. But I have to realize that although I may care for those people, and I may look to make sure that they have the best time that they can, and that I can try to my best to ensure that they're being happy, I have to focus on myself in that situation. And one of the things that I realized whenever I was focusing on myself in that situation was that, okay, I'm realizing that I'm growing and changing, right? Because last year, I didn't have the same outlook. I didn't realize the same things that I'm realizing now. And that's showing growth in what I'm doing. And so in our lives, I think it's just really important that sometimes we get caught up with so many other things and other people. When really, if we look at ourselves, we can see improvement, and we can also see things that we may need to improve on. So I think that that's really important whenever we go out to our day jobs, even though I don't have one, and working with stressful things in that circumstance. And so I really just encourage all of you guys to make sure that you look at yourself, not focusing on all of the other stuff, the mist of everything that's going on. We're in a very heated political climate. It is one of the craziest things that we've seen in a long time. And being in speech and debate, I talk about that every other weekend. But I know that that is not what defines me, and that is not making me who I am. I make who I am. All of us make who we are. Nobody else does. And if we're letting other people affect us and making ourselves get down because of how we're seeing other people or how other people are feeling, then it can really hurt us when really, if we're focusing on ourselves, and one of the things that I've learned to do is to just, whenever I get really stressed out in the midst of all of this stuff and all of these things going on in our life that can be very convoluted, I just have told myself to take a deep breath in and to just realize that I am here and I am myself. And although in my life there may be other things that are going on that are crazy, I can come to peace that that doesn't affect me. These are just people that I go to and see every day. This is not me. I'm who I am, and these people, I can love them and I can support them, but I don't need to do their spiritual work for them. Yeah. So, I'm not done yet. Another thing now I'm gonna, this is a little bit of a tough subject for me. So the next thing I'm gonna move on to is our family lives or family perspectives, things that are a little bit more personal. So I'm gonna tell you guys a story about a little bit about my life. I'm gonna give you a little insight, get a little deep. It might be a little weird and creepy, but it's like, oh gosh, is he okay? but it'll be good. Unfortunately, I haven't had the best father figure growing up. I love my dad to death, but he's got his issues. And when it comes to family, it's very hard to not focus on that because you really are truly connected with them. Where at people at work, it's like, okay. But with people that you're very close to, like for example, my father, it's very tough. My father is an alcoholic. That's just the way it is. I grew up, unfortunately, in a mentally and sometimes physically abusive household, but that doesn't define who I am, because I know what he said or what he said to my mom or what he said to my grandma is not who I am or what they are. He's got a heart of gold, but whenever he drinks, it's not fun. And I was really getting a good relationship with him again. This past year, I really had a falling out with him. It was ironically at a speech and debate tournament. I didn't break the first round, which was something that was unusual, so I was really bummed out on myself. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make something productive out of this day. I'm gonna talk to my dad and tell him how I really feel. And it was a good thing. I released and I talked to my dad and I let it all out, and he actually took it pretty well. But I didn't talk to him. It was in about October of last year, and I didn't talk to him again until about May of this year. And so it was a long time of release, just letting go, not worrying about it. And I felt like he grew a lot. I felt like he'd improved a lot after I was talking to him. It was like, okay, everything's awesome. You know, I feel like, because I can tell on the phone when he's drinking. I couldn't tell that really anymore. I was like, okay, maybe he's really made a change. And then this past Thursday came, and this wasn't my original talk, but this talk came up with my dad, and I was like, I need to put this in here. I called him on his birthday, which when I was honestly really expecting him to be drinking, and he wasn't. So I was like, oh, yay. And then this past Thursday came, and I talked to him, and everything was fine. We just started talking about college football. If any of you guys saw the UT game last night, bless. They did well, but still, my favorite team is LSU, and they got slaughtered by an unranked team. So that was great also. Anyways, that's besides the point. I'm getting off topic. So we were just talking about college football to start it off, and then he gets into this whole heated political thing, and I'm just like trying to give him an objective stance, trying to help him to maybe understand something in a different way, and he just starts yelling at me, like, and just starts screaming on the phone, like, telling me, you know, this and that about this person and that person and this race and that race, now they're terrible, and I'm just like, dude, really? I love you, but come on. And so I told him, I said, Dad, I love you, but I've had enough. I'm gonna hang up now. I love you. I've had enough. And then he proceeded to just keep texting me, which isn't something that I expected. To be honest, I expected him to like text me the next morning and like apologize, but that didn't happen. That had happened in the past, which is why I thought he was improving, but unfortunately in this space, he wasn't. And he just kept on texting me saying, you can't be mad at me for saying your opinion, my opinion, all this stuff. It's like, it's not that. I just don't want to be yelled at on the phone about how other races are terrible people. Like, I don't want that. That's not something that I want in my life, because I don't believe that. And I don't have to put up with it, frankly. And afterwards, for the first time in a long time, I cried. I really, really cried. That's something that I don't do that often. When all the seniors graduate at rally, everybody else is like, ah! I'm like, I'm not crying, but I'm like still sad. And so this was the first time in a long time where really just after the fact, when something difficult had happened, that I'd really let my emotion out and really released. And I think that was a good thing for me. And I think for me, that was my coming to peace moment in the midst of all of the other drama that was surrounding my life in that moment. And so I'm not the only one here that probably may have issues with their father. I know that there are people here today that honestly, in my opinion, have worse circumstances than I do. Marcus, I can't do this right now. He's not here. I needed to come to understand that I am not that. Throughout all of this, and everything that he says, and everything that's going on, I can choose who I want to be, and I can choose how I want to learn from what he's done and from what I've learned from him to make me who I am today, and to continue to be at peace with myself in the midst of all of the other drama. So when we talk about World Day of Prayer, to me, the definition of prayer is pretty vague, because a lot of people will be like, oh, get on your knees, pray, right? I think that you can pray from affirming. I think a way of prayer is to just project positivity into the world. Obviously, we're going to have those negative thoughts, and we don't want to ignore them, because that's how we feel. That's something that every human feels. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we project all of the good energy out into the world, because one of the things with Unity is we're trying to raise this higher consciousness, right? We're trying to make sure that everybody out here is having that wonderful feeling of bliss and joy, and so that they can spread positivity to others. Because if you spread positivity to one person, it's like a chain. It'll link to somebody else. It'll inspire somebody else to be that way. And so if you can do that in your lives, I think that's a real awesome part of prayer. In my opinion, if prayer, when we pray to the universe, God, whatever term you want to use, you're trying to raise that collective goodness and that collective wholeness by affirming things into our lives, speaking things into existence. And if you're just being polite to someone else, whether it's a pat on the back saying, hey, your shirt looks nice today, that is raising that collective consciousness of our world. And so, although in the midst of everything, there may be a lot of drama, a lot of tears, and a lot of frustration, if you know that you're yourself, and that you can be yourself, and that you love who you are, you can truly have peace in the midst. And so the title of my talk today was Let It Begin With Me. And I was inspired by this because of the fact that when I grew up, as in Unity, I'm like third generation. Oh my gosh, whoa, he's a superstar. That's what everybody tells me. I'm like, I'm just a normal guy. The song that I've grown up with is Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me. So in the midst of everything, in order to have peace on earth, in our community, in your work, in your home, in the midst, you have to let it begin with you. So now I'm going to invite everybody to take a deep centering breath in. Let it out. Take a deep breath in and sigh it out. We're going to move into our meditation space. Divine Spirit, there is a love in this world that connects us all. Sometimes we can lose sight of that. Sometimes, in the midst of everything going on in our lives, we struggle to be at peace and to find that love that should spread to everyone across the world. Our lives are interconnected, whether we know it or not. Our feelings and our emotions affect others around us. And this love is something that's so important. We all have our Christ light inside us. And that is how we spread our love. Imagine that Christ light being a big yellow star right in your heart. Imagine it flowing through your arms, your veins, your fingers, going through your chest, your legs, your feet, your toes. Now imagine that love light, that Christ light, flowing out into the world, everywhere across Wimberley to Austin, to those affected by Hurricane Harvey in Houston, Dallas, all of Texas, all of Louisiana, all of New York, all across the United States. Now imagine that light going to Canada, to China, across the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean, raising that collective love that our world manifests so easily. Imagine that whole love light engulfing the entire earth, across the entire universe, knowing that love is in all of us, and that we are just love. So it is. Amen.